Community Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the summer 2018 issue on the opioid epidemic. Shareholders advocate for companies to end their role in the opioid epidemic by Donna Meyer, Ph.D. Donna Meyer, Ph.D., joined Mercy Investment Services as social responsibility consultant in 2012 and became director of shareholder advocacy in 2013. She provides advocacy services for the Socially Responsible Investment Program with a focus on health issues, including domestic health, global health, and nutrition. In 2017, the opioid epidemic became the leading cause of death for Americans younger than 50 and may be the most significant contributor to the fall in U.S. life expectancy. Overdoses are merely the most visible and easily counted symptom of the opioid problem, affecting more than 2 million Americans. The 2015 National Survey on Drug Use and Health reports more than 97 million took prescription painkillers in 2015, with 12 million without a doctor's direction. Opioid abuse is taxing families, communities, and healthcare facilities throughout the United States. As active investors in the companies they own, shareholders are continually considering what issues affect the global community that can be addressed at the corporate level. In 2017, Mercy Investment Services, the socially responsible investing program of the Sisters of Mercy, learned through conversations with a Mercy hospital about the taxing effects of the opioid epidemic on healthcare systems, not to mention the impact on individuals and communities. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that in 2015, at least 1,000 people were treated every day in hospital emergency rooms for prescription opioid misuse. As a result of research and conversations with other active shareholders, Mercy Investment Services and the UAW Retiree Medical Benefits Trust formed the Investors for Opioid Accountability, or IOA. Launched in July 2017, the IOA has grown exponentially as more shareholders raise the issue of opioid abuse with companies involved in the manufacturing and distribution of opioids and antidotes. The Northwest Coalition for Responsible Investment is a member of the IOA. During the current shareholder advocacy season, IOA's coalition of 46 state treasurers, asset managers, faith-based public and labor funds with more than $2.2 trillion in assets has filed shareholder proposals on board oversight of business risks related to opioids at 21 opioid distributor and manufacturer companies. The IOA, which strongly believes that companies need to consider their role in the epidemic, is asking the company's boards of directors to investigate their response to increasing business and reputational risks related to opioids. The IOA considers good corporate governance practices that traditionally are risk mitigators as critical to implement going forward, and that strengthened independent board leadership and compensation policies will increase board accountability and deter misconduct. The IOA hopes to change distributors' normal business practices so that they closely monitor all sales and report unusual sales to appropriate authorities. IOA has taken a three-pronged approach to engaging companies with an impact on the opioid epidemic. Opioid manufacturers about their corporate policies on the marketing of drugs that lead to addiction and how the company can take responsibility for these practices. By responsibly marketing these drugs and clearly communicating the risks involved with taking these drugs, manufacturers can hold themselves accountable for their role in the crisis. Opioid distributors about taking responsibility for the distribution of opioids and drugs that lead to addiction. Investors believe distributors should take precautions to ensure excessive amounts of opioids aren't being directed to a single geographic area, which could indicate misuse or distribution. Antidote or treatment manufacturers, to press them to offer affordable pricing of their products as they lobby for expanded access to these drugs. As the opioid crisis expands, affordable access to antidotes is crucial to saving lives. The price of many antidotes has risen significantly, making them less readily available when needed in an emergency. Opioid addiction goes back centuries, but the current crisis started in the 1980s. A few highly influential journal articles relaxed doctors' long-standing fears about prescribing opioids for chronic pain. With doctors more willing to prescribe opioids, in the mid-1990s, pharmaceutical companies began aggressively marketing drugs such as OxyContin. From 1994 to 2014, sales of prescription opioids in the United States quadrupled. Pill mills began appearing around the country as prescription opioids flooded communities. Then, in 2014, large amounts of fentanyl, a deadly synthetic drug, began entering the drug supply. Fentanyl accounts for more than half of all overdose fatalities and is manufactured in China or Mexico as a powder that can be mixed into or made to look like powdered heroin. This potent and less expensive drug compared to prescription opioids is also used to produce counterfeit prescription pills. Prescription opioids have improved the quality of life for millions of cancer patients and those with acute pain, but their efficacy in treating chronic pain is less well-defined, especially when weighed against the risks of overdose and addiction. Experts say the medical system needs to improve how it manages patients' pain. In the meantime, widespread distribution of naloxone, brand name Narcan, an overdose antidote, is critical to help save lives in acute cases. Antidote manufacturers encourage requirements to stock antidotes for first responders, in schools, etc., creating high demand for the products. Unfortunately, as demand for these products has grown, antidote prices have escalated, with one company raising the price for a dose from $690 to $4,500 in 1 year. The IOA has specific requests of companies involved in the opioid epidemic. For manufacturers and distributors to improve board oversight of opioid sales and distribution. Specifically, investors are asking companies to appoint board committees with a responsibility to investigate and report to investors how the board is assessing and managing legal, financial, and reputational risks related to the company's opioid sales. To achieve the above, when appropriate, investors are asking that the board chair and CEO positions be separated and that the board chair be independent, not a company executive. Investors are also asking for evidence that company executives do not receive incentive compensation for opioid sales. Already, the IOA has made a difference. The first resolution to go to vote at distributor Cardinal Health earned 36% shareholder support thanks to IOA members' outreach to investors. Cardinal announced that the company will separate the chair and CEO positions. Investors continue to meet with Cardinal to define the role of the independent board members in oversight of sales. AmerisourceBergen, another distributor, was less willing to consider a request for appropriate oversight. The SEC sided with shareholders on all three resolutions filed, and the independent votes were in favor by 62%, 52%, and 48%. All strong numbers, especially for first-time resolutions. The third distributor, McKesson, has settled some shareholder requests, and other resolutions will be voted at its upcoming meeting. Most of the opioid manufacturers are agreeing to adopt clawback policies. If a company executive who should have monitored risk earned pay, and the company experiences a significant financial, legal, and reputational harm, the pay can be clawed back and disclosed without violating privacy laws. In one case, manufacturer Mallinckrodt settled on Quebec in monitoring political spending asks, but divested its opioid business rather than agreeing to an independent director report on opioid business risks. Shareholders consider this a win, but will monitor the company's progress. While we celebrate several victories, there's more work to do. One of the challenges for next year is to engage private companies and those large manufacturers domiciled outside the U.S., also because lobbying monies passed through the Healthcare Distribution Alliance, the national organization representing pharmaceutical distributors. The IOA plans to try to understand their goals. As the opioid epidemic continues to impact families and communities, businesses must take an active role in reducing their role in this crisis. Members of the IOA remain committed to using their voices as shareholders in companies and as stakeholders in impacted communities to advocate for businesses to do their part to stem the growing tide of opioids.